other views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
All right, so we're here with Matt Van Kirk. Matt, we're in the middle of Wall Stadium. It's completely drenched. How do you make adjustments in the rain?
Well, I actually grew up in the rain, so I'm from Evergreen Drift. Right. So my whole life, you know, learning how to drift all the way up to now, I've been, most of my time's actually been in the rain. Yeah. So with adjustments, you know, other than that, our car's pretty set up. It's really grippy. Even in the dry, our car's like has almost too much grip for the power we're making. Right. So the only adjustments we really made was just lower the tire pressure down. All we're doing is really is we have as much mechanical grip as we can on the suspension right now. So right now we're just kind of lowering the tire pressure and seeing what feels good, what has the most forward bite, even with these slick surfaces.
Right. And tomorrow, if the weather would change, you get a dry period, what kind of things do you do to the car? Is it really just air pressure adjustments, or at that point you kind of almost have to start all over and reevaluate?
At the point we're at right now, it is just tire pressure. But if it is going to stay dry, it looks like the forecast does have a chance of rain for tomorrow and a lot on Saturday. So we're probably going to leave the suspension where we have it set to right now and just pretty much mess with the tire pressure.
How has the adjustment been going from Pro 2 up to Pro?
So it's actually been quite a big jump. You know, even from Pro-Am to Pro 2 was a drastic jump for me. I had to do a whole new build, and it's a big learning experience so far. These cars are making a lot more horsepower than last year. Our car is pretty much the same as it was last year in Pro 2, other than we're running a 275 tire. So even though we're at the same power level we were in Pro 2, we went from a 255 to a 275. So we're getting actually a lot more grip out of the car. It's making the drivability a little less, but you know, in order to keep up with some of these guys, you know, that's what we have to do.
You mentioned that before. I even saw in the live stream that you were saying that your car has a lot of mechanical grip. And because of that, even though you're a little underpowered for maybe the field, it still helps you keep competitive. That you find that to be the case?
Yeah, I actually also like just on like open drift days at Evergreen Drift, you know, I have a BRZ, and even with that, you know, it's a stock engine, and I drive with my buddies that have like 300-400 horsepower, and even though they're like, you know, off on throttle and stuff, I'm literally just floored, just trying to keep it sideways. And so with all that practice, you know, that's helped a lot. But yeah, as far as that goes, you know, it's feeling pretty solid. Before Seattle, we're going to plan on doing some nitrous because I actually like where the power is at right now. Like, we do have the grip. It's there. But the only thing I would like to have more is more low-end torque because, you know, some of these tracks, especially with big banks, you know, when I'm in third gear, just kind of floored the entire time. And if I'm following and I have to let off for even a split second, get back into it, it's kind of hesitant. It makes me a little wobble a little bit. It's not very – the drivability is not there like it was in Pro-Am when I had a V8. So after this round, I think I'm going to tear the car apart, go through it, maybe – hopefully we'll get a built engine, you know, BC's on board to help us out. But I think at the very least, I'm going to run some nitrous and just for it helps spool the turbo and bring down our air intake temps because those are kind of high right now as well.
Right. So you're only a few rounds into Pro. If you had to give yourself advice going backward, from just as a hindsight, what kind of advice do you think you would give yourself?
Yeah. The biggest thing is in Orlando, I did do some practice stops with Osbo. So I knew we were a lot quicker than him on the bank. So in competition, for some reason, I decided to, like, kind of give myself, you know, like, I kind of, instead of just driving the car, I kind of changed my driving for the car. And I wish I never did that. I wish I just would drive like how I normally would. So other than that, that's probably the biggest thing I would change.
Yeah, that was it was a pretty rough draw. You seem to have magically drawn some pretty hard starting matches for your first entrance into Pro.
Yeah, but I'm also glad because, you know, driving with the best, we're learning, we're improving, and we've learned a lot driving with these guys, so I'm glad that I got paired up with them. Even though it was soon, it could be a good thing because then, you know, we're slowly developing the car and how we're driving and everything else, and hopefully start placing up top by the end of the year.
So one of the things that I actually just spoke to Travis Reeder about, I just spoke to him the other night, and the only reason I'm even bringing up Travis is because one of the conversations that we had together was his decision. I mean, obviously there was some financial impact too, but his decision to stay down in Pro 2. He was second, you were third, Lawrence was first. Do you think that there was there any decision when you were thinking about, do I make the jump, do I not make the jump? What kind of factors were in your mind that played into moving to Pro?
Yeah, well, Travis is a great driver. We did Pro-Am together. He's up from the Northwest as well, and we've driven a lot. I honestly think he's well talented enough to be here in Pro 1, but I see where he's coming from, because even I had the same kind of thoughts about it. It's a lot of money. Me and Travis' cars, you know, we're both are not compared to these Pro 1 level vehicles. I think he's only making 500, almost 600 horsepower as well. And yeah, it's tough, especially if you're going to do the jump. You know, you might as well get a program that's full and complete, and, you know, you feel confident about going into it. But kind of just was like, you know, we're here. It's, yeah, pretty much time to do it. You know, if it works out, it works out. If not, you know, it's a great learning experience, and it's, we're not going to give up. We kind of just went for it and, you know, play it by ear. And I'm glad we did, because, you know, I learned a lot. If I did Pro 2, you know, I feel like I wouldn't have learned anything new, because it was pretty much what we did last year. So.
Well, and that's the thing. You're kind of surrounded by a talent level, and then every time you jump through series, you jump through a different level of talent, right? I mean, I will say that your jumps were quick. I mean, you were in Pro-Am for a few years, but then your time in Pro 2 is fairly short. I mean, you had a few rounds in what, 16? And then 17, you had a really good podium place. And then you're right up through pro. A lot of guys end up, you know, occupying the Pro-Am. And if they make it up to Pro 2, they're there for quite a while. And then there's only so many people that make that jump forward. What do you think about your time span? I mean, does it feel kind of a little surreal, kind of making those jumps so quickly? Or do you feel like, no, this is my time and I was ready to make them?
Yeah, well, it was definitely surreal lining up with, like, James Dean and Osbo. And, like, I've looked up to Osbo my whole drifting career. Like, he's always been one of my favorite drivers. And so, like, lining up next to him, looking over there and getting ready to just battle with him is really a surreal moment. You know, it's even thinking about it now that I'm here is just like a dream come true, and it's hard to even think about that. But like the biggest jump really is for me, these cars, they're tandeming with, like, such as Pro-Am, it was really easy to close proximity tandems, and just like the grip levels are where they are right now. Like, it's just like the driving wise, is like there's a lot of talent guys in grassroots, even just grassroots, like doing competition. There's a lot of good guys out there. Tandeming and driving with these cars, it's like a whole different sport to me. Like, it feels it's nothing like it was in Pro-Am. With Pro-Am, you know, I was able to just, like, left foot brake, get on everyone's door, charge, surge on them. Here, it's like a whole different thing. You know, if your line goes over just the slightest, like how in Atlanta, I kind of washed out with Odie. I was blind. I was blind for 3-4 seconds. It's all. The mental game in Pro 1s, even from Pro 2s, is
another level.
Yeah, so we're slowly learning the mental game, and as we get better at that, I feel like we're going to be a lot more competitive in competition. So
I won't keep you, because I know that we got things to do before the next round of practice. But the one thing I do want to ask you, and I hope to have you on our podcast at some point, so that will be cool, and we can really get into it more. But one of the things I want to ask you is, do you have any advice from the guys that are in Pro-Am right now that are looking at you and they're like, man, 3 years ago, he was here where I am. What advice would you give to them into trying to, you know, kind of stay in their surroundings, but build up to maybe kind of coming to where you are?
Well, it's definitely a struggle. You know, there's been so many times where I'm like, man, am I going to, like, make that jump? Am I going to go do that? How am I going to get the funds? But I'm glad I did. You know, even though I might not have the funds at the time, you know, it's worked out. If you just push yourself and you don't give yourself another option, you know, you'll make it happen. It's like, I feel like that's what all these guys have said in the past. And like, if you're in Pro-Am and, you know, you're doing pretty good, because I actually did Pro-Am for, even though I won the championship, I didn't go straight to Pro 2. You know, I kind of built my program up a little bit too, but I still did Pro-Am. Also, the big thing is to keep driving too. Like, you know, I'm glad I did that second year of Pro-Am. You know, I drove with Travis a bunch. You know, I feel like that helped me improve. And the biggest thing is that, yeah, just got to kind of just go for it. You know, if you have doubts, if that's really what you want to do, is... it's a big jump, but yeah, once you're there, you're going to be glad that you did it.
Awesome. Well, listen, it was cool. It was one of the first times we've had a face-to-face interaction. We've spoken a lot, you know, as we went. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.